This ain't Texas. This ain't Hold'em. This ain't Texas. Hold'em. Doodly-doo. Hey, it's John D. from Two Johns Don't Make a Right on the Night Side. I just saw Dune 2. And let me just say, we're living in a great time because we're living in a time when there's dunes getting made right. And there's 10 to 11 care going into the dunes. And Denis Villeneuve is putting his twist on it. And you know that twist is going to be good because he's from Quebec. And he's got a different POV because it's like Europe. So he's got all that Quebecois stuff, and it's coming out. Everything's coming up. Dune. Timothée, Zendaya, Josh Brolin. Everyone's great. Everyone looks cool. The costumes alone, I mean, come on. Rebecca Ferguson, come on. You got these people hiding in sand with just a snorkel. Oh, man, this movie. Jeez, we're lucky, like I said, we're lucky to be living in a time. We should have it so good. You know, we should have it so good. So, Two Johns is on a well-deserved break. We've been busting our ass to get you the highest quality episodes. Some great ones recently have been John Hamm, Nick Kroll, Zach Kreger, Joe Wong, Ben Rogers. I could keep naming episodes. I don't want to name them all, but just know that if you're listening to this and you did an episode, I count you equally with all the things that I just actually named. Just want to make sure everyone's taken care of beyond the $50,000 we pay people to be on our podcast. Only $50,000. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm eating Tony Chocolony high-end gourmet brick of chocolate that is endless. It just never ends. And let me tell you, it's not good for the mic. So believe me, I chugged water before I get out here because I like my voice to sound pristine. Listen, this is a well-deserved one-week break. We're back next week. We got crazy episodes coming up. It's bananas. And people are saying that it's a great podcast. And, you know, you're hanging out. It's a hangout. That's the thing. If you're in the mood for a cool hangout, check this out. I can play scale. Okay. So it's a controlled hangout where you can't get your feelings hurt. That's what podcasts are. You're hanging out with cool people who are not hurting your feelings. That's a podcast. That's what's good about podcasts. Essentially, whenever you're hanging out with people, you're like, oh, I'm presenting myself, you know, well. I came up with a funny thing there, you know. Not that I'm always keeping score when I'm hanging out, you know, but, you know, certain people, you're like, well, this guy's cool, but you get to hang out with that guy, but he can't call you a bitch or whatever, you know. What? Oh, man. I just listen to Joe Rogan, because if I was hanging out with him, he'd be like, dude, you're a bitch. You get your feelings hurt. Feelings hurt. Not going to be a song. That could be a good Free to Be You and Me tune, you know. You know, we have feelings. Mama Cass writes it. Mel Brooks sings it. It's fucking Free to Be You and Me. Believe it or not, I'm just riffing here. This is not written down. And I'm loving it. Look. This is a classic episode. This is part two of our classics series with an X. This is John Gemberling, because we talk about this episode quite a bit. We talk about the John Gemberling episode because he really puts us He grills us to the fire. He puts us to the head. He establishes. He constantly is pushing. He's pushing back against the established laws. He's kind of questioning the whole reason for having the podcast, which is clearly entertainment. So I don't know what he's talking about. And it's just a great ep because you kind of get the parameters of Two Johns. We hammer it out and, you know, we won't be moved. So try as he might, you know, is the thing. And it's just one of the classic episodes of Two Johns. And we're driving around the east side in the fart van and Gembo's just putting it to us, you know. All right, well, have a good... Oh, and fast forward through this if you don't want to listen to it. This part, but not the podcast. I don't get people listen to podcasts on like 1.5 or 2. I mean, if you're listening to a podcast on 2, you should go to therapy because you have a problem. That's a sign that you have a problem that needs a fix. And so, yeah, get to a therapist if you listen. I mean, unless you're like fast forwarding through it and looking for a specific place or thing that you wanted to hear again. But nobody does that with podcasts because nobody listens to any podcast twice. And if you do, you're like, oh, man, I just wasted 45 minutes. But not Two Johns. That's the thing. Not Two Johns. Or Kill Tony or Legion of Skanks. Like, those are the ones that are just endlessly listenable. It's like Dune 2. Two Johns is the Dune 2. Dune Johns. Tune Johns. Tune Johns. Dune 2 is the Two Johns of movies. But at the same time, it's a reverence that I just can't. And I love the like shittiness of Dune 2. Like it's like the atomics. They're like, the atomics are put. It's like, what? You have atomics? Okay. Can't you why haven't you put those to use? And it's just so 60s or something. It's so like Cold War, like the atomics can end everything, but why don't they just, I don't know. And then, you know, anyway, gee whiz. Before I go off on too many tangents, because this is, let's get into the app, all right?
My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa. Two Johns don't make a right. Ooh.
Classics. Can you clip this, John, to the ball sack of
what
the...
John are you talking about?
Oh, this is gonna get awkward.
The thing.
So many Johns.
Oh, right. Well, that's the thing we need to talk about.
Well, I have some theories.
Theories.
Check.
So this is good. We're covered on that, Mike.
Yes. If you've ever heard this, you'll know it's not the most produced podcast. Yeah, I love it. People love it. It's 2,000 people. Can't be wrong.
You get 2,000 listeners.
Grand. I mean, sometimes.
In how long?
I think you might bump it up a little.
You're saying 2,000.
By using his...
Or
oh, no.
Over the course of...
2,000...
Like a year.
Yeah, a year or two.
And a lot of that's just like us listening like, oh, you're supposed to edit that out.
Yeah, I try and listen to it 2,000 times.
You want?
Can we put it in there? Is the crinkle gone?
The crinkle's gone. Alright. So is that the mic too?
This is a mic. Yeah. The iPad, weirdly, is...
The iPad's a better mic than,
it's a great mic.
Most mics.
The iPad is a better mic than... Yeah.
Because it does the auto... It does auto, like, sound correction really well.
Yeah.
Like, you can shout. You can talk quiet and shout, and it'll... I mean, the phone, too. It'll, like, even the... You don't blow it out.
John, the way things work is... Would you mind taking out your camera and maybe possibly taking some pictures sometimes?
Yeah.
When we see something crazy.
Yeah, if you see, which you always do, we always see really stupid things happening.
There's always something noteworthy.
Yeah. Last time, the garbage man. Remember the garbage man, John?
Oh, do I?
Good Lord.
The garbage man wanted to kill us.
This garbage man was, like, really doing very dangerous driving. We got John Gemberling here, so we're good. We're recording.
We've started the podcast. That means I'm not turning right.
There's no more turning right, but we got John Gemberling.
But how would anybody know? Hi. How would anybody know? You could just lie.
Well, you would know.
Right.
And we owe you
I'd
more than
I would cover for you.
Two Johns don't make a right.
Alright.
Two Johns don't make a right.
A lot easier.
Three Johns, but what do three Johns
That's
do?
The first topic of conversation we wanted to cover, because can three Johns, because we were talking about having, like, but it's your, how do you spell your name, John?
With an H.
That's the thing. If we had a third J-O-N, I think we might be able to make a right. We need to figure this out.
But we technically still have two J-O-Ns, but is it the essence of the J-O of the spelling, or the essence of the word, the feeling of John that everybody knows?
I think there is a connection between people with the name John and John. I think we're distant kindred.
Yes.
I think so.
Well, for the longest time, your people hated ours.
John is such a tidier name than Jonathan.
Yes.
Shortened to some.
Yeah, Joe Nathan. If you think about it, Joe Nathan. Jonathan.
I do think about it.
Yeah.
My grandfather, may he rest, used to call me Joe Nathan. Oh, it's Joe Nathan.
Your grandfather's still alive?
May he rest. That's why I said may he rest.
Well, that's what you say to people who are alive who like to rest.
Yeah.
Oh, really? May he rest? Just wish him rest?
May I rest in peace if there's death involved.
May he rest in people. What if I don't wish him peace? Which I do.
Then why would you want his restfulness?
Listen, nobody ever needs to say anything about dead people. They're gone. They're out of the equation. We can let the dead... What's the phrase?
Let the dead die.
Yeah. Let the dead rot.
Let the dead rot.
Let the dead suck dick.
Let's see the dead's dick. Let's see some dead bodies' dicks.
So have you ever had a three John, two John before?
No, this is it. This is the first one.
The first three John, two.
And thank you for being here is what I'd like to say.
Thank you for being here, John.
You're a busy man.
Mm-hmm.
As I pointed out before we started recording, you're looking very svelte, and I applaud you.
Thank you.
Health is important.
Yeah, John, you look good, and you're weirdly ripped, like everybody. Everybody now is ripped.
What do you mean everybody's
Kumail,
ripped?
Kumail.
Oh, yeah.
Shear is weirdly ripped. I feel like Hubel's a little ripped.
Don't those guys have trainers and like...
I think they all play like racquetball.
So you don't have a trainer?
No, I don't have a trainer.
So how did you get in shape? Tell
Disney
us about...
paying for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did I? I ate less.
Oh.
I just ate less and
better. That's what you should tell these Marvel actors who are like... vomiting themselves every other meal and
eat less. I also have good genetics. My father's father was a gold medal Olympic weightlifter.
Wow.
So
what?
I have good musculature.
Do you lift weights at all? Do you do weightlifting?
The only exercises I do right now are physical therapy exercises for my hips and shoulders and some crunches.
Are you telling me that if I look it up, there's a Gemberling with a gold medal for weightlifting?
Not a Gemberling. That's my father's adopted name. It's Frank Spellman, I think, in the 1946 or 7 Olympics.
Yeah.
He came home from World War II.
All athletes were like, Frank Spellman. Joe Conway's got
all
the silver.
All athletes were Jews.
Yeah.
So yeah. We turn left on Franklin, and we just keep cruising on Franklin.
We're on Franklin going east.
I might get what a little randy into the Franklin Hills.
Yeah, let's go into little Fiddly Hills. Let's fiddle around in the Fiddly Hills.
That guy wanted to go. We're not going to let him.
So you guys, you idiots, came up with a title of a podcast was funny, and then had to execute an entire premise.
Well, the execution was just literally driving around with our phone recording. So it was pretty, we did a pilot, and we were just like, oh yeah, let's have let's do this, but have a guest.
Yeah. Road closed ahead, utility work. This is throwing a wrench in
our plan.
Oh, has this ever happened before?
There hasn't been like much construction. Can you take a picture of that construction? Oh, thank you. You're on it.
Have you ever been forced to make a right because of a detour?
We've never made a right. We have had to make a right, and we have ended the podcast before because we had to take a right.
I've gone down the wrong way on a one-way road to avoid making a right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually broke the law to avoid making a right.
So the laws of your podcast...
Or the Paul Scheer episode, yeah.
The laws of your podcast are more strict than the laws of man.
Well, here's the thing about the laws of man. Yeah. All of our institutions are failing us. Like, why am I going to play by their one-way rules?
I completely agree with you.
But the rules I set for myself have a lot more meaning.
What if you had to, you know, there's this whole, like, the ethics of self-driving cars and artificial intelligence. Like, what, you know, how do they decide who to kill in this never going to happen, like, have to go what, right? Or, like, when would you ever, you can't break for some reason.
They don't
have to, like, kill the baby or kill the old guy.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to Elon. Thanks to Elon Musk, the Michael Jackson of money.
What do you consider the ethics of your podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you had to...
If
it was either make a right or make a left where you hit someone who's, like, clearly already sort of old and sick.
Who's funnier? That's the ethics. Who'd be funnier to kill?
It's not a two-kill situation. It's a right turn or a kill.
Kill?
If it's a funny kill...
Depends on who the guest
is. Go for it. Depends on who the guest... Yeah, we don't want to, like... We need a guest that's, like, smart. Because we don't know what to do if you kill somebody.
Oh.
We don't know...
Your guest is Johnny Cochran.
Yeah. He starts rhyming immediately.
By the way... By the way, Mr. Cochran, if you're listening... Is he alive?
No.
Ah, fuck.
He's resting.
His heart didn't fit, so it must have quit. It got acquitted.
It's funny because look at that
coyote. Oh my god! Look at this coyote. Gnarly coyote.
Is someone gonna try to scoop him up?
That is a gnarly coyote.
Look at that. Take some pics. Oh my god.
Him
that's a broken coyote. Wow. Oh, some of those guys. You're just like, oh man, I wish I could adopt you, but
those guys.
Some coyotes are like, look like wolves and they're totally healthy. And some are just like that. Like that guy looked like a old carpet. Just rough. All these patches coming off of him.
This is early in the day. I'm seeing coyotes earlier and earlier.
Well, like, I think like the heat
in the morning and days
is bringing them down here to the flats. You know, it's rare you see them down here, I think.
There's got to be plenty of shade up where they are. It's not that much higher. Isn't it higher? Isn't it? Does heat rise or not?
Yeah.
Because why is it cold on top of a mountain?
Well, that's because the air density is quite different on top of the mountain.
Like, so heat rises, but depending on the air density, I don't...
Heat rises, but if you think about...
I see what you're saying. Like, why is Big Bear colder than here?
Because there's less layers of insulation from the atmosphere happening between the sky and the sun and
so
the land.
So heat rises unless it hits air that's a little bit thinner, and then it just doesn't rise.
Heat rises, but then it turns into cold air, I think. But there's like warm air fronts, too.
So heat rises up to a point, they should say.
Heat rises up to a certain point in the atmosphere where it becomes not heat.
You might be on the wrong podcast. We're not very learned. Like, if you have a lot... Like, we don't know how gravity works.
I know how gravity works.
Gravity works based on mass. It's mass creating an indentation in space-time.
All right, so we do know how it works.
Yeah, it's how much do you take up? So if you think of a planet, it takes up a lot of space and has tons of mass. So it is able to kind of stay fixed at a point in orbit around something. We're passing some hipsters here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hillhurst.
Cock-grabbing hipsters. I love when people just are kneading
Did somebody grab his cock?
No, he was just like tugging on his own basketball short cock. Like in a way where like it's clear he was like kneading the tip in his fingers.
I thought it was just like kind of getting like when it gets too sweaty and like folds up on itself.
He may have been erect.
You think he was a creeper? He was a peeper? A flasher?
No, I mean, everybody gets erections at odd times.
You guys ever have one of these weird nights where you go out and show your dick to a bunch of people? You ever do that weird thing that people, that I sometimes never do?
You know it's 2022.
What year is it? 2022, right. Again, we can edit all this out.
Why would you guys edit?
No.
We don't edit unless somebody's a bummer, which has happened. Who? Just like bummer. Oh, I would never mention the guest. That was kind of a bummer.
Who's edited it?
No, it was John had a bad day. I had to edit. His weeping. He wept for 25 minutes.
I was just sobbing.
John, you have a great podcast, The Phony Collie Show, with Anthony and Tamanik.
Oh, thank you.
And I loved being on it.
Oh, good.
And I love I love Johnny's game. Can you describe Johnny's game?
Oh, sure. Has it come to that point already? Johnny's game is basically a pun.
Wait, are you judging when I? Is this like, oh, are we done? Is it plugs? You want me to plug something? Wow, so sensitive. Not how I would choose to host it.
We keep it loose. Clearly. Johnny's game, it's a pun game. I give a setup, and you have to guess the punchline.
Yeah. Mine was Wu-Tang was something about Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Method Man is excited when his heavy armored... What does Method Man say when his heavily armored military vehicles are networked together locally?
He says Wu-Tang Clan.
He says...
Wait.
He says Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's you really
do.
Good.
I do.
Good.
I love it.
Yes, I'm a big fan of puns. I apologize Tang for Clan. John's reaction. He set you up for that and then groaned. John, mm-hmm. This is our guest.
Yeah. I know, but I feel like he was messing with me when he was like,
"Bleh." Oh, I see.
Wouldn't do that. He did a little aside.
You guys have a little history, don't you?
We have a shit story.
Yeah.
We have a drunk history.
Are you okay not buckled?
I'm buckled.
Oh, you are buckled.
No, right. I would never not buckle in the fart van. We do some gnarly turns, left turns. So yeah, we me and John go back
to New York.
What, 20 years?
Yeah.
Probably.
You were in class one session before me, maybe?
This is the Upright Citizens Brigade.
You were
with Vadim.
So I started in 99.
Wow.
In November, you were probably 8 weeks before that.
Oh, is that right? Just before that. Yeah.
Or maybe a couple.
1999 at the Solo Arts.
Yeah, I didn't start at Solo Arts. They were in their space by November.
I saw the improv troupe The Swarm at mm-hmm. Solo Arts and was like, oh, wow, I want to do this too.
Mm-hmm. Was that Kimberling?
We're crossing the famous...
No.
Right? Shakespeare Bridge.
Yeah, Shakespeare Bridge.
What does that mean?
Can we take a picture of this,
bridge,
John?
Bridge is called the Shakespeare Bridge.
What's Shakespeare-y about this bridge?
Those points.
That's all.
Are those points Shakespeare?
Shakespeare is points.
John, you're in a curmudgeonly mood. Do you in a bad mood?
No, I'm trying to
make sense of this world.
Trying to make hay out of this.
Trying to make
bridge.
Hay out of that.
That house.
No gold.
That's when Paul Rudd and Rashida Jones lived in I Love You, Man, I believe.
Oh, really?
Directed by David Wayne, who directed your guys' movie as well.
Right.
I Love You, Man. I thought I thought that Paul Rudd's performance on I Love You, Man was great. Brilliant.
And here we are in the Franklin Hills. They
love Rush in that movie?
They love Rush and they love Air Base. And it's like different positions of Air Base that but, they're kind of making
And Jason Segel loves Rush in... Freaks and Geeks too, right? He's that big
I think he loves disco, right?
No, that's eventually...
Or he gets into disco and apologetically.
He has like a huge drum kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he has like a huge like Neil Peart.
Peart?
He pronounces it in the most annoying way. He pronounces it like he looked up in Ayn Rand's book how to pronounce your name in the worst way. And that like dominate. You're automatically dominating people.
Because
they're coming to you asking.
He shampoos with Peart Plus.
John, hearing that you were in UCB in 99 doesn't track with me because I think you're 25, even though I know you have children who are older. How old are you?
I'm 41. I was 18 when I started.
Fantastic.
You were 18 when you started. Wow.
Yeah. I was still in high school.
Back in the Disney. 18. Wow. Oh, yeah.
You were
and
still
you...
in high school.
I was. I did first grade twice.
Why?
Well...
Take a picture of this guy. No, don't.
I'm not going to take a picture
don't.
Of
he's,
a...
He's... Do not take the guy's picture. He'll get sketched out.
I did first grade twice because... Ooh, what a view. Look at this disgusting city. Look at that. Look at that.
Take
buildings,
a pic.
Then nothing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I know, I...
Yeah, baby. Look at
you
a disgusting city. You don't, yeah, you know.
I can't.
People know what
Don't sweat it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is just I don't know where I'm going to end up, and it's kind of exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like how John doesn't know how he's going to end this first grade story.
Boom! Yeah! Dude, back on track. Look out, because John's on you.
So I went to kindergarten and first grade at one school. And then my dad, who's obsessed with, like, history and sort of, like, status, wanted me to go to this school, Collegiate, which argues that it's the oldest school in the country, established in the 1600s in New Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Its mascot was Peter Stuyvesant up until, like, a year ago when they decided that was, I guess, too fraught.
So this is Collegiate High School.
Collegiate goes from first grade to 12th grade.
Yeah. And is it kind of like one of the mag... It's like Stuyvesant or...
It's a
Regis
private school. It's an all-boys private school with like a dress code and all that.
Wow.
So it's a hard school to get into, and I had to like qualify for like scholarship and stuff. So they had room in first grade, but not in second grade, so they had me do...
They're like, yeah, he's in first grade.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They
just wanted to get me in.
Right, right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, did you feel that? Were you like, why is it one again? I'm in one grade? I'm in first grade?
Yeah,
what?
I was horrified. It was like
you were.
Very frustrating. I was 19 by the time I graduated high school.
Oh, my God.
I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
Oh, wow.
But the kids in my grade were actually more interesting than the kids in the grade ahead. Like, the kids in the grade ahead were a bunch of fucking dud.
Yes.
Kids, so.
Sometimes, like, it skips a year.
Yeah.
With cool people.
Yeah.
So
we're turning.
Turn here,
there's
so.
No left turn here, so what
you
we're going to have to
right. Oh, you can't. You won't turn across a double?
I will, but that
science
is not.
Wait a minute. This
to.
Is a right. Wait a minute.
I don't really see this as a right.
You're veering right out of this parking lot.
Yeah, but veering right when necessary has become a topic of conversation, and you kind of have to do it. If you can't veer right out of necessity, then...
You just said you went the wrong way.
For the viewers listening, for the people...
For the...
No, they're not viewers. They're
observers.
For the people...
They're listeners.
For the people with nothing better to do. What happened was, I was at an intersection where it said no left turn, right turn only. So I cut through a driveway at an angle to make a left.
But I did not turn right.
And he veered, well, he veered right to get out of the driveway. And to put it in context, this happened just minutes after a story where you said bragging. You went the wrong way down a one-way street to avoid taking a right.
Yeah, and that's weird.
That no right turn or no left turn sign stymied you.
Yeah.
Well, look at up here. The road bends to the right.
What would you do? Hey, before you judge John, what would you do? What would your big move be when you see the no left turn sign? It's like the thing that we fear the most.
Here we are at Baller Hardware.
Baller Hardware, right. Classic
Very
place.
Very right, by the way.
I would have turned the car. I would have gone backwards.
You would have gone backwards.
Do you feel like this whole...
I would have gone backwards because I would have backed into the thing because then you're taking a left into that, and then I would have driven backwards down the street.
Well, there's no... We don't take shorts, so you would have had to go... No, you wouldn't have had to go right backwards. Going right backwards is a whole thing because, like, what is it? If you're going backwards... And you're going left, you could be going right. Do you know what I mean?
We've done U-turns, too, to avoid this. Like, we've been at a dead-end street, and as long as I do a U-turn turning left.
To the
left.
You do a U-turn to the left.
Yeah.
You don't do a U-turn to the right.
In England, you would. You're on the left side of the street.
Yeah.
So we're going down a big-time street here.
Glendale, baby.
Glendale Boulevard.
You know this street?
Towards Atwater Village / Glendale. / Burbank. Got a good view of the...
Now, this is gorgeous. This is...
Great
what
view.
I love...
This should be called the Shakespeare Bridge. What were you going to say?
City meets...
Nature.
Nature. So nature's always a little... It beautifies the city. Nature's always a little bit shat upon and littered. And I like that. I feel like the Upper West Side was made me feel like that growing up. Like, it's like concrete, but there's like a sort of mildewy algae that's worked its way into the concrete to give it a sort of greenish hue.
Right.
That's beautiful.
I like sort of overgrown city shit.
So you like a post-apocalyptic. You'd like to visit, like, Chernobyl.
I'd love to visit Chernobyl.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Pripyat. You like Pripyat?
Pripyat.
John, Pripyat?
Pripyat. I'll take some Pripyat.
Wait, is Pripyat the city by Chernobyl or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a good splash park for kids coming up here. I think your kids might be too old. It's more for, like, toddlers.
Let me see.
I might not be able to drive right by it. I consider a splash park a park that has, like, a playground structure and then also, like, fountains that kids splash around
with. It's a playground with some water coming out.
Correct.
Yeah.
We might not be able to drive right by it due to my no right things that...
We went by the Beastie Boys studio where they recorded Check Your Head.
Coming up here.
Paul's Boutique.
Sealy's Furniture Company.
Classic.
Any furniture, John Gimberly?
Are they still making the Posturepedic? Or is this a different Sealy's?
I think this might be a different Sealy. I remember Sealy Posturepedic.
Sealy's Serta Perfect Sleeper and a Sealy Posturepedic.
Yeah. Put one on top of the other, you got a good bed.
There's a splash park.
Oh.
Right behind that white thing.
Okay, yeah.
That white SUV. You'll see kids splashing and having fun.
Splash park.
Playground with water features.
Yes.
We were in New York recently, and I told my kids, like, you see these playgrounds with water dripping out? We didn't used to have that. It used to be, you know, the fire hydrants. They would open up the fire hydrants, and kids would play in that.
You had fire hydrant parties on your block?
I played in it minimally. I mean, now that I say that, you know, we did have playgrounds that had some water stuff.
This is great. This is great
it's
stuff.
Like professional.
I played in a couple fire hydrants, I think, as a kid.
Right, but it wasn't like every summer. Crack it open, Papa.
Yeah.
Papa. Open the fire hydrant, Papa.
Yeah. A Papa.
And John Gimberling
I suppose you met Andrea through UCB, is that correct?
I sort of knew her, saw her around just like the comedy community, but we actually met on a Verizon commercial.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's fun. Go on.
I was doing it, she was doing it, Bobby Tisdale was doing it.
Wow.
But we didn't start dating. She asked me, almost immediately after we met, she asked if I had a girlfriend. I did.
And you were like, pump the brakes, sweetheart.
Yeah,
play hard to get.
That's
just what we like, John.
Yeah. We didn't date for a while after that, but...
So was this like in the aughts, is that fair? Like maybe aught four?
The aughts. When we met, probably 2003 or four.
And were you tempted by Bobby Tisdale at all?
Tempted?
Yeah.
Away from Andrea by Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh. My relationship with Bobby at that point was anytime I met him, he thought he was meeting me for the first time, so...
Son of a bitch.
I
remember when I met Bobby Tisdale, I met him through Zach. And I met him, it was a weekend in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina. Ooh. And Bobby is just a maniac, just a delightful maniac.
They love North Carolina. Everybody who comes from North Carolina loves North Carolina.
It's really great.
There's a lot to love.
Shout out to North Carolina.
We love you, North Carolina.
South Carolina?
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
I like South Carolina, too. I mean, they can all keep their politics. All
right, they're all right.
But, you know, but I remember, like, I got close enough with Bobby to where I was like, hey, I'm going to be in New York for, like, a week. He had a girlfriend at the time that he was living with, so he had an empty apartment, and he was nice enough to let me stay there, and I'm thinking, oh, this crazy maniac I've met a handful of times is going to have the worst apartment. It's going to be just a mess. And it was the most neatly appointed, clean... Mm. I was like, wow, you cannot judge a book by its cover.
And then you were like, you're deeply crazy. What is happening?
Well, he might not like this, but he had, like what I would say, like, a mom would have, like... There was like a rooster theme. There was like rooster potholders, you know, like a little statue rooster in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was his? That generated from him?
I'm 90% sure, yeah, because he was living with his then girlfriend.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Wow.
Yeah. And it was very nice of him because, you know, free place in New York.
Yeah.
It was in Brooklyn.
No, that's funny. Normal person, relatively neat. Crazy person, messy. Yeah. Super psychotic, you're back to neat again, and then, like, fiends.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah, American Psycho. Murderer, you're super neat. Yeah.
But we're not saying that about Bobby Tisdale.
No.
I think the world of him.
Rooster theme.
Yeah, he's one of the fun... I know him from hosting Invite Them Up at Rafifi, and, yeah.
Yeah, he's a joy.
And singing 30 seconds of stand-up.
Yep. And Bingo. Did you ever go to Bingo at the Black Rabbit?
I did, yeah. He would call Bingo. B1!
Shake Shack next to an Egg Slut.
Egg Slut, the worst name for just...
It's so funny. Disgusting. It's good. They have good sandwiches.
Can we take a picture of it as we pass by? They're pretty good, yeah, but they use that ketchup that's, like, not Heinz.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we have a weird, sweet, mellow, too mellow ketchup that you don't, yeah. Nobody likes.
Just
like,
Heinz and Hellmann's, too. That's all you need.
Right. Heinz ketchup is just the only good one.
Egg Slut, does that mean something? How do you get away with calling your place Egg Slut? Is that, like a phrase that means something?
I think it was before, the Me Too movement, eggs. If that helps.
Because we would never slut shame eggs at this point.
Before the Me Too movement, it still, I feel like, was weird.
Yeah, Me Too movement isn't the right thing. Slut. But people used to say slut as a joke and it was okay.
I feel like it's just kind of like...
But you're naming your business.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, you want everybody to come eat your eggs, right? Not just the people that think casually calling somebody a slut is funny.
Yeah, right? But I think slut implies to some people, like, oh, it's like
a sinful indulgence, like it's full of butter and you're a slut, like eat the bacon, egg, cheese sandwich.
Oh, I thought it was a different
thing.
I thought it was like, oh, I'm a slut for these eggs.
But it's that, but it's like, so it's like they're trying to be like, they're so good, like I'm a slut for these egg sandwiches.
Well, you know, Milk Bar.
So I'm the egg slut, the customer is the slut?
I think so.
Well, it's like they service the sluts, so it's like, yeah, all egg sluts come here, egg slut.
It's my guess, I don't know. But it is a...
John, are you Wikipediaing egg slut?
Okay.
Or are you just checking your email?
A review of egg slut is as uninspiring as the name suggests.
The quote is, and this is from 2019, immediately when people hear the name egg slut, some get shocked, he said. I don't know who they're talking to. Around the time of the launch in August. Understood, but it's a chef's term. It just essentially refers to somebody who always just says, add an egg to it when they're cooking.
Oh, wow.
So you have to know the chef's term. You know, for the typical people, they're shocked. But when you think more about it, you think, oh, it's a term I've never heard of.
Yeah, think about it for a second. It's an obscure chef thing. That's probably not something that... But I have noticed, like, there was a period in, like, the 2000s where every meal would just have egg yolk. Oh, there's a full egg yolk in this. And, like, some people would be excited about that. And I was like, yeah, but you can just put an egg yolk in. No, but it's... You stir the egg yolk in. I'm like, I don't like... Who likes egg yolk? Like, I like eggs, but...
Context.
Not the yolk in my, like... I don't know. Quinoa salad or something? Like, it's a weird... thing.
Yeah.
I don't accept it.
I like a Texan burger.
What's on a Texan burger? A
fried egg.
Oh, I like that. I like like Canadian bacon and fried eggs. I was just in London and I got a bunch of full English breakfasts.
Tea?
And
the tea bags?
No. Oh, English breakfast tea? No, just like an English breakfast is the thing that the tea is named after. And it's like a blood pudding, Canadian bacon, or English bacon, Canadian bacon kind of thing. And then like a grilled tomato that nobody ever eats.
Oh,
and
John ran a red.
That was a yellow.
Whoa!
Yeah, turned red while
we're
I was
on
looking at
Glendale
it.
Boulevard in Milford. We've been going down a lot. Oh no, we're on Brand. Sorry,
license
Brand Boulevard.
License plate fart van for any law enforcement. That
yeah.
Right there, yeah.
Any cops wanna hit the fart van?
Do you New York boys love Milk Bar?
I do like Milk Bar.
Me too. And
I like the crack pie, the pie.
That's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
The crack pie. I don't think they can call it crack pie anymore.
Why?
I think they're like being sensitive to people who might be addicted to crack. Because here's why I think this.
Do people addicted to crack care in their hovels yeah. as they're like...
I'm offended by this sign.
Like,
give me another rock.
Vitamin C deficient, like...
I'll suck this store's dick for crack rock.
Gangrenous foot, like...
I won't go
Milk Bar insulted me.
It's Milk Bar. David Chang needs to go down.
Literally sucking dick for crack, worried about what Milk Bar thinks of him.
If you smoke crack, you're sucking dick pretty soon.
I was delighted to learn that they have their ice cream in pints at Gelson's. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they do.
That.
Wow.
You can get
cereal
their cereal
flavor?
Milk, mm-hmm. which is amazing. They have their birthday cake, and then they have pie. Not crack pie, pie.
It used to just be the dessert at Momofuku.
Yes.
And now it's
yes.
a whole other thing.
I think, well, does then...
Well, that, hey, Momofuku, crack pie is a lot like egg slut.
That's,
like,
that's
it's
where
crack.
I was going
with it. This pie is crack. I'm a slut for these eggs. So,
but I was wrong about slut for eggs.
But somehow crack pie is fine, and egg slut makes me, like, feel bad. I'm just like, ugh.
It doesn't feel good coming out of your mouth. But it's a...
slut
it
is an
a very
unmistakable
good
word. It's, crack could be returned like Jimmy Crack Corn. He's
yeah, egg
crackhead.
Slut sounds like it's... there's a porn where a guy's jerking off with eggs as lube.
Oh.
See, think about that. And then
right,
you want...
think about that for a while.
And their ketchup is terrible. And note to everyone, note to also Umami Burger. Your ketchup's not good.
No.
Get the Heinz.
Also, your burgers
you
are like diarrhea machines.
Who?
I mean, what could I not call a restaurant? Could I call be like, sandwich bitch? I'm a bitch for these sandwiches. I fucking...
Yeah, banana split whore.
Again, we proved my theory wrong. That's not what Ixtlut meant.
Mexican asshole.
Smoothie ass whore.
Milkshake fuck.
I'm an anal whore for these smoothies.
I'm a gaping whore. I'm gape. grape gape.
Sorry, what was your question?
If we get on the freeway and I exit...
Has this not come up before?
This has come up before. We've been on the freeway once before.
I want to know what your opinion is.
If you exit to the right on Two Johns, don't make a right?
But it's the exit, right. And when you're on the exit, then you turn left.
I mean, I might be a constitutionalist on this one, but...
Yeah.
The letter of the law.
Justice Alito of this car. Of the fart van.
So, you can exit to the left somewhere, can't you?
Not really.
No. We have been on highways before, and if you need to veer right, it's a veer, it's not a turn.
You're turning when you're on the off-ramp.
If you get onto the... If you don't... If you just stay in the rightmost lane, you're basically just veering onto... From an off-ramp. See what you can do here? Just stay forward. You're going straight. You're not going right.
This show has not lived up to its name on multiple occasions now.
Multiple?
I don't know about that.
So far right out of that parking lot.
I cut through.
What's the point of bringing this up? I just feel like this is...
You said the whole point of the name of the show is it was something to talk about.
I feel like it's kind of gauche to bring it up. Like,
right. If he feels cheated.
Do you feel cheated by it? By this experience?
I feel...
You have regrets?
No. I feel like it's great, but I'm not going to, I'm not going to give you guys a pass just because, like, you have to do it.
You'll give no quarter.
You got on the highway. You drove onto the highway.
I drove onto the highway.
You didn't get in the left turning lane. You boxed yourself in. Now you're on the highway. We're going to Ventura.
We're on the highway?
then so be
it. We've already gone, like, 2 miles on the highway. That's where we're at. Now we're turning onto the 5 south towards LA.
Which veers left, so that shouldn't upset our guests.
By the way, what is Ventura?
It's Ventura County. It's a county to the north.
It's always like you could go to Ventura or you could go to Pasadena. It's like, what's Ventura?
How do you not know when... You've lived here for a decade. How do you not know what Ventura is?
Oh, my God. People say, like, Atwater. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Ventura's a good hour away.
Yeah, it's an hour north and it's like a...
If you would have moved here before kids, you probably would have seen a concert at the Ventura Concert Theater.
Yeah, that's what I did before kids. I was always...
Seeing concerts.
Going to concerts.
An hour away.
I was always traveling to concerts.
Okay, so we're going south, right? On the 5 here? This is... we're slicing and dicing. This is going to be a tough... Maybe we can get onto the 2 and then get onto the Glen... Yeah. Get onto the 2 south...
When you hope you're not going to Colorado, because that's a right.
It's not a right. You can't define it like that.
When we were in the Franklin Hills, going all over the the windy streets, when we were bending right, were you like, oh, we're cheating?
No, because that's just the way the road went. You have a choice. You are at a fork, and you could veer to the right, make a right, if you will.
All I'm saying is there's a way to get off without... doing what John says, since we bend to the guest's weird forceful will.
Yeah, no, you're right, and we'll do it. No, he's, by the way, I appreciate it. Yes.
I mean, keeping us to the standard is one thing, but we're all going to figure it out together.
I will debate, and I'm going to take a Google map photo of that driveway I cut through.
Okay.
And where you insist I turned right.
Yeah, let's... Yeah, that was... I'll say this. More justified. That's more justified as kind of like a thing to call out. Like, you did... The right... The way that you turned was left, but... It was a big veer, but...
at the same time.
It was also just a higher ground thing. The road that we weren't allowed to turn left from was lower, and you couldn't see the oncoming traffic. But if I went into this driveway and then turned left, I could see the oncoming traffic and not put John Gemberling in danger.
It wasn't a right that
you
would
have
to...
Wait a minute. You weren't allowed to turn left from that driveway either, were you?
Correct.
But here's the other...
You broke the rule.
But here's the other thing. Why didn't you put your right turn signal on when you made that right in that driveway, John? Oh, because it would have been absurd. Because it wasn't a right turn. It would have been completely absurd to put his turn signal on in there.
Okay.
In every way, by the way, in every way. So it was a veer right, but... Let's face it, it was not.
If I'm sitting in that driveway
right.
in the position that we were prior to him turning right, and I'm at the wheel, and I go, how do I get out of this little driveway here? Which way do I go? What would you have said?
You'd say,
turn right out of this driveway.
But we didn't turn right. Turned left into the driveway, and then, in my mind...
Left into the driveway, right out of the driveway,
across.
Right
I mean,
to
we
position could've... yourself to make the left.
You're not
the illegal left.
One thing we could have done is made a full U-turn, turned around, and then gone out the same way. But we chose to veer right. It wasn't a right turn.
It's a blemish on our record.
Look, remember, constitutionalist, the title of this show is not turn right, it's make a right. Which is a highly interpretable phrase. Is that?
But at the same time, there is
a
John in this car,
right.
Albeit an H John. It's almost a John.
H John Benjamin.
H John Benjamin. We gotta get him on the podcast.
We gotta get him on this podcast. Harry, if you're listening, get Benjamin on this.
Big shout out to Harry Walliner.
So I'm gonna do this north.
Really pretty to the left here. High mountains.
High mountains.
High mountains. How are you?
These are high hills, low mountains, I think.
High hills, low mountains?
Yeah.
I mean, all mountains look low when you're far away. Let's face it.
You throw
that
up here, John. Are those hills or mountains to the left?
Well, way out there, I'd call those mountains.
Really?
I would
call
them
short mountains. 8,000 feet high.
Short mountains.
Wow.
Well, like, those are hills right there where the homes are.
Uh-huh. Where the graveyard is.
And then the San Argonio's out in the distance.
Mm-hmm. Those are hills, and then the tall ones in the distance.
Not like Everest.
Yeah.
But to get to this fork, there was a fork to this
fork. We could have gone right there. See, that's not... I disagree that that's turning right.
I do too, but I want to honor
making a right.
We're honoring our guest.
Turning, maybe not turning, but making... Yeah.
I mean, this is definitely going right, but this is the way the road goes.
This is the way the road goes. You're not making a right on this road, you're following the road. When you have a choice, and you go right, you're making a right.
You're right.
Is this how you're going to start your opinion?
Now, there were two forks to get here, and arguably I took the right fork, the first one, to get to the two in the first place. But then once...
You're right.
Yeah. Well...
Gemberling hates us.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is harsh.
But
this is harsh.
You know what? Let's just leave it for the viewers to decide. We've all made our cases.
Yeah. Like and subscribe and write a comment and let us know what you think of this whole debacle.
If you think John Gemberling is right, just put an H.
This episode's night is going to be called Dust Up with Gemberling. It's a little... It's a dust up.
See, now we're never going to get off this.
No, we can...
Like, nothing's to the left.
We're on the 2 north, so we can get...
Like, I can't... To me, to get off of this, I need to exit
with
right.
With John's
to
rules...
Violate your own rules.
Yeah.
You'll remember, I started this thing before we recorded saying, really? You stick to these rules? You said, oh yeah, we stick to them. I said, nobody would even be the wiser. You said, you'd know. And then here I am.
That's like
you guys
a loaded
are acting
gun.
Like I pissed in your corn.
Wow, that's a fun phrase.
Pissed in your corn?
Yeah.
I've heard pissed in your cereal.
No, the corn, because it is cylindrical and it covers the whole thing.
Oh, like a corn on the cob?
Yeah, were you talking about loose corn?
I thought you were saying like a plate of corn that you would eat. Pissed on your corn? Where's that from?
New York City.
That's a New York classic.
Now, John, you had for a while a ska band, correct?
Correct.
In high school, maybe after high school too.
Right. Pretty much in high school.
And you had a song on the soundtrack of the movie American Pie.
That's right.
Pretty cool. Tell us more about that.
My best friend at the time and the guitar player in the band was actually the son of Edgar Bronfman, who was the
Seagrams.
And the at the time, I think, the president of Universal.
Yes.
Wait, Seagrams?
Uh-huh.
Like, okay. That's big.
Yeah. And he was in my class. If I'd gone right to second grade, I wouldn't have become friends with him. And that was a great life-defining friendship. And he worked. He was, like, interning at Universal. I don't know how it happened, but somehow he pulled some strings and got us on the soundtrack. And so we were in that movie right after he drinks cum out of a beer. One guy comes in the beer, and then...
Wait, so you're in the movie not after the credits?
No, our song plays in the background during the party, right after the part where the one guy... Because his girlfriend doesn't want to swallow his cum, so he pulls out of her mouth and comes into a beer and leaves it next to the bed. Then Stifler drinks it later.
Oh, my God.
So we're in the background of...
And Stifler drinks it, bro!
Are you on the soundtrack or no?
We are on the soundtrack, yeah.
Wow.
So it's diaphanous sound within the movie.
Diegetic
sound.
Yeah.
Within the movie.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And what was the song called?
It was called Wishin'.
Wishin'.
Yeah.
Wishin'. And hoping. And thinking. Pick it up, pick it up. It was a ska song. Can you sing a little bit of it?
I was like, wishing I were, wishing I were, wishing I were someone else.
Were you the singer?
I was the singer, yeah.
Wow.
John, you have a hidden, brilliant, multi-octave singing voice I've always been... No, it's not hidden. I mean, I've seen you perform many times and sing, but I feel like it's, people don't know quite how, good it is. I think that's what's hidden, is that it's very good.
Oh, thank you.
But, I remember the first time, well, I knew you sang before this, but you did a show at UCB that was improvised, like, band rehearsal, where you sang.
Was that,
It was with, Mantzoukas, Jason Mantzoukas. And Brian Husky, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, Seth was really the singer, and I would, like, do it when he was not around.
Yeah, right. What was that called again?
That, No Posers.
No Posers, yeah.
And sometimes Scott Armstrong did
drums,
sometimes Mantzoukas.
I like that show.
Yeah, Husky. Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
You sang this song. You got like a word from the audience. Does improv suck? Let's talk about that. Is improv good or does it suck?
Improv is good.
Improv's good, right?
I
would you pay for an improv show?
What? Would I pay to see improv?
You have, yeah.
I would not pay to see improv.
Well, define pay, like, an improv. Like, is it, oh, I'm going to go see these people I've never heard of before, or am I going to go see an established show with people I know are great improv?
Right, well, I think that's it. That's really the difference, because...
Yeah.
Because there are, like, 50 people in America that should be paid to do improv, I think.
Yeah. I guess if it was a legendary...
Me and John are two of those...
Like, we are. But which John?
I would say John could do improv if he put his mind to it. He could probably be just as good.
Yeah. I always would have taken a class, because I think it is good for writers to have that muscle. But
yeah.
The fact that you have to do, like, the graduation show makes me never take it.
Oh, right.
You don't want to do the show at all.
Correct. I'm not interested in performing. I don't like...
But you could do it in a classroom setting.
I think so.
And then you... That's the thing. That's what every writer thinks. And then they're like, oh, my God. Everyone loves me. I gotta do this. Professional.
I know. And then they want to direct. And writers are the worst.
Writers are bad people.
What do you not like about it? It's just too scary.
Too scary for me.
Okay, we're going in a circle, essentially.
We did a giant circle trying to appease John Kemberling, and I realized it's impossible, so...
No, it's not impossible, we just have to get on the 2 South, which I will defy you, we have to take a picture of it. People can decide for themselves, but we have to get off these highways.
What I'm gonna do is veer onto an off-ramp. I'm gonna get on an off-ramp and then turn left from that off-ramp.
Veer.
We live in a society,
don't
sadly.
Fear the Reaper.
So it is an asterisk, and I will just say it out loud.
It just goes.
Don't fear the Reaper.
If I'm dumb enough to get on the freeway, I have to take a road to the right and then turn left from that road.
Now, is this a gas-powered car?
It's a hybrid.
Uh-huh. How do you guys feel about the climate impact of your podcast?
Pretty good,
considering this is a hybrid and not a gas guzzler.
When we started,
or something.
It was a gas guzzler. Uh-huh. And then Toyota, like, heard our first episode. They're like, dude, we want to sponsor you. We're like, great.
Yeah, it was just this instant thing that was perfect.
And then so fart they bought us the van, and I said, I'm going to put plates on it. They're like, make them say fart van, or else we'll take it back.
Yeah, so shout out to Toyota. Thanks for the... listenership. All our listeners are their employees that are required.
And this is why I don't do improv.
Why?
Why?
Because that was my improv.
Oh.
No, see, that was good.
It was conversational.
I didn't say no, but...
You're underestimating
I
how
I didn't think you did anything wrong. You just trailed off a little bit.
Yeah. That's not good in improv.
Maybe that would do... That's what you tend to do on stage, yeah. See, look at the lane we're in. Anyway, go ahead, John.
Yeah, the lane we're in is going to make a right.
Yeah.
It's going to get off of this road.
Which Johns don't do.
But it's not unlike the Franklin Hills roads where it just veers to the right.
I mean, we're veering to the right.
If I got
here.
Back on the I'm in the exit lane. Mm-hmm.
If you're going onto a different road and it's a veer, it's magically not a right. And so many different, there's so many, we really need a map, like John said. You should just post that aerial image.
It's controversial.
Mm-hmm. It's extremely controversial.
So, like, here, Kemberling would say, I have to go east instead of west. But I say...
Well, if you want to make a left instead of making a right...
This isn't a right. See? Exiting off of something isn't necessarily... As long as we go left off this exit. If we go right, we have to stop the podcast.
No blinker was necessary.
You guys have put a lot more thought into it than I have, I guess.
Well, I've spent my whole life excusing my behavior. Mm-hmm. And this is no exception.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could do some improv now. Give me a suggestion.
Hey, Johnny.
Give me a suggestion of a doctor. We're on Griffith Park is to the right, one of the famous parks. The biggest municipal park in the United States.
Not the world. What about
contained within a
park?
City. Contained within a city.
Okay.
A federal park. Federal parks are, you know, the Grand Canyon type.
Yeah. No, Yosemite. I know about federal parks.
He's not stupid.
State parks, federal... Wait, are there federal parks or only state parks?
Well, there's federally protected
land, right.
Federal monuments and stuff.
Yeah, national parks are federal.
Yeah, national park.
Oh, you're right. National park, state park. Different things. Yeah. So sometimes I really show my cards here as a dumbass.
Me too, like not knowing about gravity.
Gravity's more understandable than...
It's just something I accept.
Right. But then you can't know about black holes. And wormholes, which is just space folded. You know?
Right.
Like a piece of paper folded and then...
That's all theoretical. You're talking about the Einstein-Rosen bridge?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Which I only know about
Ooh, a blimp.
Whoa, a blimp. Go to your blimp. Let's get a pic of that.
Go to your blimp. Go to your blimp. Let's get a pic of the blimp.
Go to your blimp.
Go to your blimp for pictures of the blimp. There's
a blimp up. Wait, we're going to blow up the whole blimp just to take a picture of the blimp? This is great. We're seeing a blimp. What
go
the
to
hell?
The blimp. What is it? Is this one of the crazy things you're talking
Wait.
About?
There's usually an angry man involved with the crazy things that happen with this podcast.
Yeah.
It's usually somebody that's like, shows you their cards of being willing to kill you, like, through their driving.
Why am I not seeing the blimp?
Oh, there it is.
To the left.
Is it Goodyear, or? There's not many other kinds.
It looks like
there's the Fuji film blimp.
Does it say Best Buy?
I don't know. It's too hard to see. How can you only see a blimp sometimes? Like, if they have blimps that they're prepared to fly, how come you only see them, like, twice a year?
Yeah, and, like, that blimp is whack, too. It's lame. Look at it.
It's too long. It's not chubby enough.
It's not a Goodyear. Goodyears, yeah, they're more fun looking.
Like a nice chub and think, is that great?
That's it, yeah.
Chaz Dean has really made a lot out of When.
Wait, what? Wait.
When by Chaz Dean.
We're looking at a Chaz
If not
Dean.
Now, when?
That's his hair removal.
W-E-N.
For years, like hair, When hair removal system.
Shit.
This is going to be a Lazy Acres supermarket.
What's Lazy Acres?
I'm about to find out. I think it's like a Trader Joe's wannabe.
Lazy Acres? Isn't that the Jim Davis strip after Garfield?
That's U.S. Acres.
U.S. Acres. Shit, with the egg that walks around. When's this egg going to hatch?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't seem healthy to stay in that egg.
Jim Davis, good pull.
Jim Davis, shout out. Is he still alive?
It has to be.
Has to be?
He's cranking out Garfields.
What do you mean he has to
be? Talk about getting sick of yourself.
He wasn't
must
like
be
Charles
like
Schultz. He was young when Garfield took the nation
came
by
out
storm.
50 years ago. Yeah, 76 years old.
Boom.
Boom.
I think we'd all hear about it if he passed.
Charles Schultz is good. Jim Davis is no. Garfield's good, right?
I enjoyed Garfield when
fine.
I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had all the
when
books.
I was a kid. You had all the books?
I mean, as many as I could collect, yeah.
I had Family Circus books, and like right around sixth grade, I was like, oh, these are
the worst.
Yeah. But I loved it until I didn't.
My grandma loved Family Circus.
She was like, oh my God, Billy walked in this line all around the obstacles.
Give us clippings. Be like, Grandma, what the fuck is
this?
Oh,
a dotted line where look at the mischief.
I saw... I saw the dotted line was like exciting. Yeah. I saw a Family Circus one time where I think the dad has one of the kids on his knee and is reading a storybook, and one of the other kids is standing there, and the caption is, Old King Cole was a merry old soul.
What?
I was like, what the fuck is this supposed to even mean? What does this mean?
There's no
literally
joke.
Just there's no joke, no meaning. It's just like what he's reading in the book. The amount of thought you don't have to put in to create a Family Circus.
There's also one where like, Bill Keane took the week off, so his son drew this one, and I was like, come on, man.
His son AI. They're just gonna crank about by AI. Oh, Old King Cole was a very old soul. Yeah, that's good, right? People recognize that.
So weird.
The Lockhorns. Yeah, there's nothing really good except for The Far Side, Calvin and Hobbes.
Bloom County.
Is Bloom County? Yeah, Bloom County's good, right?
I'll throw it in there, or at least back in the day.
I did think Dilbert was funny. I mean, Scott Adams is a fucking weirdo, but...
He's blocked me on Twitter.
Really? Well,
if you just say he created Garfield, he flips out and blocks you.
Oh, really? You said he created Garfield?
I mean, other people were, too. I just followed suit. Yeah,
I love that he's like a sensitive bitch.
Yep.
Like weird MAGA.
He's
crazy
out of his
person.
Mind. I don't know what drugs he
also
did.
Lost the ability to speak at a certain point.
Is that
like,
right?
Psychologically lost the ability to speak.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's some. He's in like a documentary about it or something.
He faked it for attention.
Well, he drew the parallel to the idea that his characters that he draws don't have mouths.
Oh my god.
Seriously?
Psychologically mouthless.
What a punk. Jerk.
I remember I was legitimately excited when, like, 1998, it's like, oh, there's going to be a Dilbert TV show. That'll be funny. And
yeah.
And it wasn't.
Dilbert was like, yeah, it's good. It's like, it was pretty original in its way. It was kind of like Office Space, maybe. It was ripping off Office Space.
Dilbert was funny. The cartoon show was... You can't make a cartoon out of cartoon strips so much. Garfield was okay.
It's never great.
What were specials? Was that a TV show?
Huh?
The Garfields, weren't those more like TV specials?
Well, they did a TV show called Garfield and U.S. Acres.
Yeah, it was Garfield was the front half and U.S. Acres was the back half.
Oh, wow. I missed that.
But nobody likes U.S. Acres because everybody's nice in it. It's like the joke, there's no like cynicism from Garfield. Yeah. Everyone's like, we're on a farm and it's wacky.
And the guy who did the voice of Garfield is the same guy who did the voice of Peter Venkman in the Ghostbusters cartoon.
That's right. Hey, how are you? Yeah.
Yeah, he was always greeting people and asking how they were.
Hey, how are you? All right, so we got you in the booth. Okay, go. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you?
Scientology cop, how you doing?
Okay, you're greeting people, you're asking them how they are. Go.
I like that the Scientology
how you doing?
Cops all have gloves and masks on still.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they're still neurotic.
Passing Schwartz and Sandy's Lounge, some new place.
It's a Vanderpump.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's in the Vanderpump.
Her empire? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how it does. That used to be La Valita, but La Valita is now in Franklin.
When I was single, I met a girl online, and she was like, let's go to the Vanderpump restaurant on a date. And I was like, all right, whatever. I'd seen the show, and we went out. We did not get along. Didn't get along.
Because of Sir?
No, she was... I think she thought Sir was cool.
So you went to Sir without love.
Yeah, exactly.
To Sir without love.
Wait, is that a real song?
To Sir with Love, yeah.
Well, by who?
It's,
Wasn't there a movie?
Have you ever...
If you wanted the moon, you
To Sir with Love is a 1967 movie.
Making me from crayons to perfume.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ooh, that's gross. From crayons to perfume. Yeah, all 60s songs were like, this girl's young, but I want to fuck her. It's very bad.
I think it's every song.
I think it was I don't think it was a romantic relationship.
Young girl.
Probably not. I think, wasn't it Pygmalion-esque?
Oh, she was a mushmouth. Got her in shape. Got her speech in shape.
We're going to see how Kimberly feels about what's coming up.
Yeah, Lulu. This is going to be a little complex for you to grasp, John.
Lulu. British singer and actress Lulu sang the song.
Wow. So did you, in high school, John, were you into ska?
I was into like pop punk more, and where that overlapped with ska, I liked it. I was into a few ska bands.
Jimmy Eat World?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't that into, like, the big band stuff.
Right.
That was happening.
Who was your favorite band in high school?
NoFX.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No offense to you either.
Oh, I like the Epitaph, like, Fat Records bands. Bad Religion. Propagandhi.
Propagandhi's
Frenzel
great.
Rum. Oh, you like Propagandhi?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Very political.
I never got into NoFX for whatever reason, but I like the idea of NoFX.
They were great. They now, I think, are a little too sort of repeating themselves and tongue-in-cheeky.
Right.
They were, back then, they were the perfect blend of, like, serious and could be funny sometimes.
Yeah. Now, John, you went to high school or at the same time as Ivanka Trump.
I did. She went to the Chapin School. She was in my same year.
And would you hear, like, rumors about her? Like, or she wasn't, like, famous yet, right? Right? Or a little bit famous, maybe, but...
I don't know when... I mean, she started modeling when she was a teenager. I mean, she was famous because her father...
Yeah, yeah.
They were famous. I mean, the Marla Maples shit had all gone down and, you know...
Oh, yeah, Ivana Trump just got killed.
I think that's very amusing.
It's not... Yeah, I mean, it's... It's all just Chinatown, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Laugh or you'll cry, you know?
Yeah. I knew Ivanka when I was younger.
Did you do, like, Lady Gaga, that Sopranos? Like, were you, like, a bad kid in New York? Like, that time when you know, AJ Soprano goes to, like, New York and parties and gets drunk?
What's the question?
Did you, like, party in New York as a kid? I think of, like, Manhattan kids as being, like, exposed to too many adult things, but...
I mean, I drank and stuff as a teenager sort of reluctantly just because everybody was doing it. But, no, I was, like, a young... I was a late bloomer in that respect. I wanted to just, like, order pizza and watch movies and jerk off. Everybody else was like, oh, I got a hand job. I got, like, made out. I was like, how? What? We're not doing that now, are we? Like, can't we right. just have sleepovers and play dates and stuff?
Pizza and jerk.
Yeah. Rent the fucking Noid game from Blockbuster.
Oh, shit. Can we get the Noid game? See how bad it is?
Remember the Noid? I owned the Noid Nintendo game.
Wow. I remember being excited about the Noid.
I love the Noid. All claymation shit.
Yeah, that Noid is pretty special.
I bet... Was that Savage Steve Holland, do you think, made the Noid?
I don't know that reference.
He's the guy that did the...
Better Off Dead.
He directed the movie Better Off Dead, but he also did the animation... claymation animation in a lot of it.
Oh.
This is Kevin Spacey's house.
No, right now. So this is the third U-turn I've made in about 90 seconds. I just wanted...
Is that a bit of a cheat?
It is.
Making a U-turn? No.
I mean,
technically, left? You could just sit idling in the car and do this podcast.
Correct.
But then you wouldn't see anything.
Or stand there. I mean, you could... Wait a minute. I do a podcast just from my house without making a right. I do this podcast better than you guys. More true to the title.
You skipped a bunch of steps there in logic, but I'll let you feel good.
I do this podcast better than you guys. And we'll leave it at there for this week.
I'm going to agree, and I'll say listen to John Gimberling's podcast.
The Phony and Callie Show, wherever you get your podcast. Will you do it?
I would love to.
You'd like to? Are you available generally?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like you're asking me because I'm here in front of you.
No!
I can get you...
I ask people remotely all the time.
Do you? All
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard it here first. I'm going to appear on his podcast. And
I'm jealous because you'll get to play the play Johnny's game.
I know. And I'm going to make him turn right somehow.
Are you trying to end it with that?
Yeah. Is this you trying to end it right now?
I'm parked in front of my house. I'm saying things with like a lot of gravitas at the end of the sentence. Like,
and we will bring it to a close. As we stop the podcast episode. No, thanks a lot for being on, John Gimberling.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
You're a treat. Yes. Anything you want to plug besides your podcast?
No.
Egg slut?
Yes, egg slut. Runny eggs.
Fuck the eggs.
Wet. Fucking ready.
Egg slut.
Wet
Fuck
and ready.
Fuck the eggs.
Oh, I love it. All right, podcast over.
Bye.
I'm going to back into my driveway.
My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa, two Johns don't make a right.
Classics!